ultimately, you're building credibility based on people that you're connecting with and based on people that you're in relationship with. And then it goes back to what we know. People do business with those they trust, like, and know. The first one is the biggest, that they trust. If you know that I trust Miss Purdue, Miss Palestine trust Miss Purdue, then that gives me an increased level of credibility just based on that relationship.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're here with another Monday Motivation. Everybody, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope that everybody in your family is safe. I hope your family is well, because I know we're still in the midst of a global pandemic. And understanding those things, I always like to check in, just make sure that family's good, family's well. And just saying and understanding that, my friends, if I ever can be a resource for you, please connect with me on social. You can type in Jonathan J Speaks and I'll pop up on Instagram. I'll pop up on Twitter, and you can even connect with me on the platform that is called LinkedIn. Okay. And like I said before, if I can be a resource for you in any way, if there's a specific topic that you're like, John, I would love if you covered this topic, this would really help me out, please reach out and please let's get connected and let's really talk through that. Because the purpose of this podcast is to serve and support millennials and young professionals by way navigating through the professional, navigating through just this world of professionalism, navigating through just their career and identifying what to do next, where to go next, and things like that, with tangible self-help strategies. So without further ado, we're going to hop in today. Monday Motivation. I want to give you a quick five reasons, right? Five reasons why you should be on LinkedIn if you are not. Five. First things first, my friends, is LinkedIn ultimately is a virtual business card. John, why do I need a virtual business card? Well, in today's time, right, we're in a place, in a space to where you're not going to be able to meet everybody at a networking event, especially not now with COVID-19. There's still being some research out, and people are still living in a level of fear and not wanting to go anywhere, not wanting to be in a space with a lot of people. So now, by you having a virtual business card, if you don't have a website or you don't have a blog or anything like that, people can find you on LinkedIn. They can see a little bit of information about you, and they can reach out and get connected with you, which is basically you approving a friend request from them on this platform. And then by way of you all getting connected, then conversation can be started. But it would all have to be something that follows you having an actual profile. If you don't have a profile, then they can't connect with you. So first things first is it's a virtual business card. Second thing is right here. A lot of times we talk about mentors, right? People talk about mentors and the importance of them. However, sometimes we're not able to connect with certain people in life because they're not in our general sphere of influence, right? They're not somebody who we have direct access to. CEOs, people who might be attorneys, people who are high profile individuals, but we don't have a way of getting to them because it's just difficult, and we might live in Texas and they might live in California or whatever the reason may be. But understanding on LinkedIn, it levels the playing field, because I can reach out and connect with somebody who is the CEO of Pizza Hut, right? I can reach out to somebody who is a professional athlete, retired athletes, people who are in these positions, and just by thinking about that, that really should simplify this process and really challenge you on why you should get a LinkedIn profile. Because on LinkedIn, you could reach out to somebody, you can have the conversation and ask, could you be my mentor? Would you be willing to be my mentor? Or you can just be able to follow this individual to where now you're seeing content that they're posting, you're reading their blogs, you're reading articles, you're reading different things like that that they're sharing, and now they're a virtual mentor, right? Because there's many people that I've been impacted by and who have added tremendous value to my life, and they may not ever know who Jonathan Jones is. They may not know that Jonathan Jones has been following them for some time. But at the same time, does that make them less of a mentor? No, it does not, because they've added value and they've inspired me and poured into me at a certain level and a certain degree. So my friends, you can get you a mentor on LinkedIn as well. The third point I want to share with you is this right here. 6 degrees of separation. We've all heard the phrase, right? 6 degrees of separation. The great thing, this is probably one of the best things about LinkedIn, is that if I am trying to get into academia, right, and I follow Miss Purdue, and Miss Purdue happens to be a principal, okay? And then Miss Purdue is also friends with Miss Palestine, okay? And let's say I get connected with Miss Purdue. Then I reach out to Miss Palestine on LinkedIn. If Miss Palestine and Miss Purdue are friends, she'll see, oh, wow, Jonathan's connected to Miss Purdue. I know Miss Purdue. I trust Miss Purdue. So let me get connected with Jonathan. Ultimately, you're building credibility based on people that you're connecting with and based on people that you're in relationship with. And then it goes back to what we know. People do business with those they trust, like, and know.